We'll take a journey to Nelson. Stella Christostomo, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. From Volume Books, Nelson, and has been reading for us Deep Light by Frances Harding.
Yes, and it's very good. Anyone that knows her work will remember the Costa Award-winning The Lie Tree, which was excellent, and several followed that. A Skinful of Shadows was a wonderful gothic tale, and Deep Light takes us into the underwater world. So in this book, there's a world, Myriad. Myriad is a collection of islands, and on these islands we meet Hark, who's a 14, 15-year-old, who's sort of up to a bit of no good. He's wheeling and dealing and trying to play tricks, but he hangs around with his protector, his best friend, Jilt, who's always looked after him, and they're orphans that live on the island of Lady Crave. So what they're dealing in is godware, and godware is what's been left over in sort of in the depths of the sea. If you're very brave and wild, you can go and collect it and then trade it. So in this wonderful world, decades ago, the gods have fought and wiped each other out, but the inhabitants here sort of live on these mythologies. So it's a very fascinating world. You've got scavenger pirates, deep sea mythologies, powerful gods, and you know, then there's people that are trading for profit and power and the found godware. But it's very dangerous to get godware because you have to go down to the deep sea.
Do we have a protagonist who takes us through this adventure?
We do. So Hark is a really great character. He's sort of a young man who has sort of ended up, you know, on the streets. But he's been taken under the protective wing of Jilt, who wheels and deals with the various pirates and governors in the area. And Hark is on a job with Jilt. Jilt convinced him again with a little bit of peer pressure to do a job for the famous pirate captain, Captain Rigg, and she's quite fierce, so you don't say no to her. So off they go to this job, but everything goes a little bit wrong, and Hark gets caught by the law and is sent to the appraisal where he's going to be auctioned. So there's no trial here, it's just straight to auction, and if he's not careful, he's going to be indentured to row in the galley of a sort of deep-sea sub-ship to go and collect godware, which isn't going to be great for a sort of a skinny little teenager. Anyway, but he has a talent for telling stories. So he's silver-tongued, and he tells such a great story that he's indentured to a scientist, Dr. Vine, and is taken to a remote island called Nest, where he's sent to work in the sanctuary. And the sanctuary is a place where the priests of old are sort of tucked away and looked after. But Dr. Vine wants their secrets because they know about the undersea, which is a very powerful place still. She wants their secrets so she can work on her experiments. So we follow Hark along with the story, but Jilt catches up with him and tests him. And, you know, so it's a story about loyalty, about friendship, about, you know, who do you save? Do you save the world or you save your best friend?
And sounds like a classic young adult novel, but with broader reach, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Frances Harding is such a great storyteller, such a great writer. You know, she's sort of in the same realm as Philip Pullman and Patrick Ness, so very much appeals to those children readers that like things that are complicated, that are fascinating, that are imaginative, and you know, really want those interesting relationships between the characters as well as their great world building, and also appeals to adults, of course, because she is such a great storyteller.
Thank you, Stella. Stella Christostomo, Volume Books, Nelson, has read Deep Light by Frances Harding, published by Pan Macmillan. $25 the price.